Well, good morning, boys and girls. How are we all today? Who is a little bit tired from all the dancing they did last night? Yes, me too. Very tired. Excellent. Well, this morning we are going to look at another one of what we've been looking at. We've been looking at the Ten Commandments, haven't we? So last week we did number one, and this week we're going to do number two. But our Ten Commandments, we said they were like a mirror, weren't they? Because they show us what we're like on the inside, and they show us what God wants from us and how he wants us to live. But we see that we don't live that way, do we? We don't live that way hardly any of the time, some days. But that's why we need Jesus, isn't that right? So I'll just set that there so that it doesn't fall. So last week we did number one, didn't we? So we had one. And who did we say was number one? Yes, Hannah. God is number one. Absolutely. That's what Jess told us. So this week, we are on to number two. So if we have our fingers at number one, like we had last week, number one, and then this week, we are going to do, we're going to draw a number two like this. We're going to draw a number two. Lovely. Number two. Excellent. We're going to come back to that and learn how that's going to help us remember what commandment number two is a bit later on. So we learned last week that God was number one, that there was no others after him. But this week, number two, we are going to have a think about what that means. So if we could get the next picture up, who knows who this is? Who knows, Ethan? Buddha, absolutely. It's the statue of Buddha. And Buddha was a man who lived years and years ago. And nowadays in faraway countries, in places like Thailand, and also people here, people have statues of Buddha and they worship him. Does anybody know what people who worship Buddha are called? They have a special name? Yes, Ethan? Buddhist, yeah. They practice Buddhism and they're called Buddhists and they worship Buddha, these statues of Buddha. So they will have great big temples dedicated to Buddha. They'll have statues of him and people will come from all over to bring nice smelling things and candles and gold and all this sort of stuff. And they'll come and they'll worship Buddha and they'll bow down and they'll pray to him. So these people, these Buddhists, they have made an idol of Buddha because they have built this statue and that's what we call an idol. So they've made an idol of Buddha. Now, who is this in the next picture? I'll be really impressed if you get this, because I don't know who it was. So, does anybody have any ideas? Ethan, do you have any? Very close. It's not King Jong-un. It's actually a man called Kim Sung. Kim Sung. So, he was a leader in North Korea. He is related to Kim Jong-un. But he was the leader many, many years ago, and he died many years ago as well. And when he died, the people in North Korea decided that it would be a good idea to build a big statue, this big statue here, so that they could come and they could bow. You can see that they're bowing down and they're worshipping the statue of Kim Sung. And in North Korea, when somebody is sick and then they get better again, people will say, oh, that was Kim Sung. He made that person better. That was all down to him. And they come and they worship him and they bow down. So the people in North Korea, they have made an idol of Kim Sung. But what does God have to say about idols? So here we go. We're going to see our second commandment. Commandment number two. I could have it on. So it says, you shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. So what's God saying here? God is saying that you should not make for yourself an idol, not make for yourself a statue or make anything that looks like anything that we can see on the earth or up in the sky or in the sea. God doesn't want us to make anything that reminds us of him. He doesn't want us to make a statue of him like the statue of Buddha or like the statue of Kim Sung. Because our first commandment, wasn't it, was God is number one. God is number one, and there is no number two. God is the only God in the universe. This is the God that we read about in the Bible, that we worship here at Musselboro Baptist Church. He is the only one. And the Buddhas and the Kim Sungs and all these other gods, the gods in Greek mythology, they are not really God, because our God is the one true God. He is the only one that we should worship. they don't come close to how amazing and how wonderful our God is. So God is saying that you shall not make, he doesn't want us to make anything that is like a statue of him. But that's because we don't know how amazing and how wonderful our God is, do we? Because we can read about it in the Bible, but we're never going to really understand how massive and great and perfect he is, because he's so much bigger than we are. We could never make anything that is as great as he is. Because, think of it this way, who made us? Who made us? Yeah, Caleb. God. God did. So how could we ever make anything that would be as great as God? Because God made us. Brilliant. So, to help us remember commandment number two, you shall not make for yourself an idol, we are going to get our fingers out. So we're going to draw number two. Now, for this move, you need to be a little bit sassy. And you need to say the word no, which I think we're all very good at sometimes. So we need to do a number two. We need to say no, no, no. No, no, no. Absolutely. And we're going to say no, no, no idols. Because if we look at the number two, if you look up on the screen and if we click onto the next slide, we can see that it looks like a person bowing down to an idol, doesn't it? And we are saying no, no, no idols. Absolutely. So if we could all do that together, after three, I'll count us in. So get your fingers ready. Yep, ready. One, two, three. No, no, no idols. Brilliant. Well done, everybody. Now, God tells us in the second commandment, he doesn't want us to worship an idol that we have made of him, but he does want us to worship him because he is our God. He is the one true God. So how does God want us to worship him? What kind of things can we do? Ethan. Can read the Bible, absolutely, see what he has to say to us. We can pray as well, can't we? We can talk to him, read the Bible, talk to him. Hannah, did you have something? What's that, sorry? Pray, yeah, absolutely, pray. Anything else? What else can we do? Yes. Sing songs. When we come to church, we can sing songs, we can worship God that way, we can praise him. Anything else? Yes. Praise, yeah, we can say thank you to God for all the amazing things he's done. Yeah, Leah. Thank him. Yes, we can say thank you. And we can love him. And we can obey his commands. That's another thing. Yeah, Hannah. Sing. Yeah, we can sing. We can obey all these commandments that we see on our mirror, our commandments mirror here. Brilliant. So, we remember that. We've got God is number one. And no, no, no idols. Brilliant. Let's pray. God, I thank you that you are the only one true God in the universe. Thank you that we can worship you, that we don't need these statues, that we can worship you by loving you and obeying your commandments and coming to church and singing to you. I just thank you that you want to hear from every one of us. I pray you be with us this week. In Jesus' name, amen.